Father, we thank you for this wonderful privilege to speak on behalf of the kingdom and on behalf of the desire of you in us. We ask your blessings upon these words that I will deliver today, and that they might be sanctified, and cause others to move in a different direction. In Jesus' name, I thank you for the privilege. Amen. Good morning. Hello, everybody. I want to take you very quickly to the book of Philippians. The book of Philippians. And there's a lot to be said in there, particularly there's a particular verse in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. Paul made it clear. And by the way, this is not where we're speaking from today, not Philippians 3. We're going to Philippians 4. But I just want to mention the fact that Paul said that really what he wanted to know and what he really wanted to do is to make sure that he knew him and the power of his resurrection, and that he wanted to be in fellowship with Christ and Christ's suffering. And now, you'll hear that come up as in these next 10 or 15 minutes as we speak to you. But in Philippians chapter 4, after Paul got through in Philippians 3, he said, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and long for my joy and crown, so stand fast, don't move in the Lord, my dearly beloved brethren. I beseech you, and that's in verse 2, and verse 3, and I entreat thee, and verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always, and that's a big one right there. And then verse 5 says, let your moderation, and you all who are listening in with us today, I hope you'll read all of that. Be it known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, that's verse 6. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds. And that's kind of where we want to end up today. That let the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Now watch what we want to wrap that around. Verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Verse 9, so verse 9, 8 and 9 together. Those things which we have both heard, those things which you've heard, those things which you've learned, and whatever you've received of me, do it. And the God of peace shall be with you. So why don't you write down, and why don't you think about with me, are your thoughts his thoughts? Are your thoughts God's thoughts? Well, I was watching the Weather Channel at home there, I don't know, a month or so ago, and they showed the meteorite that just barely missed the Earth, according to what they tell them, well, quite a few thousand miles, but as far as they were concerned, that was too close for comfort. But then they went on to show that, and I may quote this wrong, but I think that what they said is that one hit the Earth some 600 million years ago. Now, So when I heard that, I got to thinking. They says, okay, look out, because in another 100 years, we expect one to hit like it did a few days ago and some on the other part of the planet. Now, you got that? You heard me on that. Now let me take you somewhere else. I think it was last year, year before last, passed by one of the corners over here on Avenue M, and here's a truck sitting out there saying, a big sign on it that says that the Lord Jesus would be back, I believe he said, on May the something, which didn't happen. Then they changed that date to October something, and that didn't happen. And so now when I look at what the scientists are saying, and when I look at all of the different technology that is on us now, I began to ask myself a logical question. And so here's the logical question. What the heck do I believe in? What is it that I really think? Now, if I keep on asking that question, I get more unhappy, more disturbed, more confused, more nervous every day. So the question I ask, let me direct the question to the Speaker of the House today. That's me. Henry, Brother Henry, Bishop Henry, what do you believe? I said, well, I've been through thermodynamics. Well, I've been through physics. And well, but Mr. Henry, what do you really believe? And then I can reach a conclusion that all of these things that I've read and studied, all of these things that I've listened to, and all that I can hear and see signs on trucks, all that can do is to serve to disturb me. So I had to come to a conclusion, which I have a long time ago, by the way. I just thought I'd have that discussion with you. A long time ago, that I got to believe in something so much so that everything else does not matter. So look what the author has said as he began to write to the church at Philippians. Now, these guys had had some arguments, and Eurydice and some of the other guys had had some arguments and stuff over this, that, and the other. So Paul began to say, listen, don't get balled up in those things. And then he come finally to verse 8 and said, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue in these, think on these things. Now, let me run back 600 million years ago. If I believe that, can I believe this? No, I cannot. Let me take you back to last year. The Lord will be here in May, as they said at that time. And that was 11, I believe it was. If I believe that, can I believe in the word? No, I can't. So I had to come to a conclusion in everything that is in my life and say that I have to, without a question, believe something. And ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I have totally concluded. I've drawn in my fishing pole. I've folded up my line. I do no longer wish to examine physics, thermo, or anything else in terms of what God is going to do. I've concluded that the word of God is right. And that's what I think about. So now if I think on these things, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, my heart get more rejoiced every day. Now, let me tell you something. What does that mean to me? Now, there is no question in my mind that this body that I presently live in is going to die. There ain't no question in my mind about that, unless Jesus come back in a big hurry. Because next Monday I'll be 80, and you can't have a whole bunch of years left. After 80, I don't know how many I got left, but it doesn't really matter. Because I've reached out and I have locked in on whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are of good report. And when I began to think about that, now death cannot mess with me. Can I hear somebody out there just kind of raise your hand? Now, unless you're driving. If you're driving, you just keep your hand on the steering wheel. But if you ain't driving and you want to raise your hand and say, yes, I've made my mind up that I am definitely comfortable with the Word of God. I'm going to stick with the Word of God no matter what. I'm convinced that God's Word is true. So I say to you, as did Paul said to them, he says in verse 9, those things which you've learned and received and heard of me, do it. And the God of peace shall be with you. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, if you heard this from me, and I'm asking you to believe it because it came directly out of the Word of God. So I encourage you to find a way through all of your junk and stuff that's coming at you. Don't let nothing get between you and the good Lord, because the Lord wants to keep you in a joy in your mind no matter what. Just a few minutes ago, I went up to see my brother at the hospital, at the Antelope Valley Hospital, and as I walked down the hall, I saw some people who seemed to be weeping as if something was going on that they didn't like there in the hospital as it relates to a relative. And they said to me very clearly, don't worry, we're comfortable. We may shed a little tear, but we're comfortable because mama's doing all right. So the bottom line is, brothers and sisters, this thing that you and I know, this God that we know, this Jesus that we know, this Jesus who come and took our sins, and in a few days from now, I think about a week and a half from now, we will be celebrating his suffering, being crucified, just totally denounced by Peter. And let me tell you, but he didn't quit. He stayed with the program. And even when he was on the cross and began to cry out in agony and said to the Lord to have mercy on him, he says, but Lord, will you let this cup pass? But then he very quickly made a statement, but not my will, but thine be done. I want to say to you, as we close this message, and ask this question to you, are your thoughts his thoughts? Because there's a lot of junk in the world. There's a lot of stuff coming at you. And what you have seen in the past, if you live a few more years, ain't near at all about what we're going to see. The government can't keep its road straight. None of this thing is getting bad. And even when people tell us get good, it is not. God is calling us to tell the story of his son, Jesus. Would you pray with me at this point? Father, we thank you for this privilege to be here today. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your word, which has laid out a clear path for us to rejoice and to think on these things. And Lord, make our thoughts your thoughts, so that whatever we think, whatever we run into, we will know very clearly that is all right, because the best is yet to come. God bless you, and we thank you today. In Jesus' name, amen.